In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid. In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. That rock is Jesus. He is the one. That rock is Jesus. He is the one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. That rock is Jesus. He is the one. That rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this very brand new day. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for all that you are. Thank you for all that you are going to be. Thank you for being the rock that we need, a song that has been ringing deep down in my soul. I know I'm not a songbird, but Lord, that was the song of my heart, that in times like these, we need a Savior. We need to be saved. We need not only to be saved from ourselves, but we need to be saved from the world that we live in today. In these last and evil days, in times like these, God, there's no one else that we can turn to. There's no one else that we can depend upon. There's no one else that we can rely upon but you. You are that rock. You are our strong tower. You are our deliverer. God, you are the wheel in the middle of a wheel. God, you are the source of our strength, and you are the strength of our lives. You are the very air that we breathe. And so the songs of our heart, God, are ringing out because, God, these are the things that we need in times like these, in times of despair, in times of frustration, in times of heartache, God, in times of pain, God, in times of chaos, in times of death, Lord, in times of destruction, God. We need a Savior. We need someone to come and rescue us. We need someone to come and hold us. We need someone to come and breathe life into us. We need someone to come protect us. God, we need someone to come make a way
out of no way. And God, man constantly fails us. Man constantly tries to show up and never accomplishes the task. Never, God, brings us into victory. Never breathes life into us. But, Lord, you always come right on time. You're always a strong tower. You're always a way maker. God, you're always the one that comes in and makes the crooked things straight. God, in times like these, Lord, we desperately need you. And with the destruction that's going on, south of the border, Lord, in Texas, and now the rain or the hurricane has made its way back into landfall in Louisiana. Lord, we need no one else but you. Oh, God, with such destruction, with such heartache, with such pain, Lord, it's come close to home. God, Hurricane Katrina came in and wiped out Louisiana, Lord, and I didn't necessarily know anyone out there. But, Lord, this time around with this Hurricane Harvey, Lord, I know people intimately, Lord, that have been affected, oh, God, have been displaced by the storms and by the floods. But, God, you are our present help in the time of trouble. And, Lord, no matter how bleak things may look, we need you today. And you're the only one that we can turn to. You're the only one that we can lean upon, and you're the only one that we can depend upon. And so we come before you this morning, God, come before your presence with singing. We come before your presence, God, acknowledging that we are helpless, Lord, that we are lost without you, that we can't do anything without you, Lord. We can't move without you. We can't breathe without you. We can't live without you. And, Lord, we most definitely cannot go on and cannot succeed without you. In times like these, Lord, we need you, God. Oh, God, when our money has become funny, Lord, or our friends have become strange, Lord, we need you, God. You're the only one that we can depend upon. Upon, and you're the only one that we can lean upon, God, when it seems like everything around us is sinking sand, Lord. You're the only rock that we can depend upon. You're the only foundation we can live upon. God, you're the only one that can help us to continue to live and not to die. Lord, in times like these, we must come to you. You're the only one that can heal our bodies. God, sickness may be raging in our bodies, Lord, but the sickness does not have the victory, Lord. The doctors don't have the final word, Lord. Oh, God, the lawyers don't have the final word, God. The judges, the police officers, Lord, the world don't have the final word, but you have the final say-so. And so, God, we can't depend upon nobody else but you. And since you are the person with the final say-so, Lord, then, God, that means that, oh, God, we can believe what your word has told us. You told us and compelled us and urged us in your word to hide your word in our hearts, Lord, not only so that we might not sin against thee, but that we may know you more intimately. Oh, God, that we may know your works, oh, God, and know your ways, because your ways are far above our ways and your thoughts are far above our thoughts. And so we only can understand what's going on in this life and how we can overcome and how we can break through, oh, God, only by according to your word. Your word is the lamp unto our feet. Your word is a light unto our pathways, God. And you promised us in your word, God, that you would never destroy the earth, Lord. We don't pay attention to the little things that your word tells us. But, God, your word promised us, Lord, when you told Noah that you would never, ever flood the entire earth, Lord, again, that you're sending a rainbow, God, to show us, to remind us that you have committed that promise for us, Lord. So, God, even when things come, oh, God, that seems like we're not, that there is no end, oh, God, we're not going to be able to make it out, God, and the enemy comes up against us like a flood, Lord. You lift up a standard, Lord, over and over again. We've heard words of testimonies, God, of how, God, many have lost all, but, God, you allowed them to escape with their lives. You allowed them to make it out with their lives, God, and we want to say thank you, God. Oh, God, we may not have everything that we want, God, but I thank you this morning for allowing us to have roof over our heads or shelter over our heads. Lord, I pray for each and every one, God, that has been displaced, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that as they go to these different shelter areas, Lord, they go to these different locations, Lord, for shelter, Lord, I pray that you would cover them by your blood right now in the mighty name of Jesus. There's horror stories, God, oh, God, that are going around, oh, God, on the internet in different places about the horror stories in the Superdome during Katrina, Lord. But, Lord, we don't have to have a repeat of that, God. But I pray that you would protect your people right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would protect the displaced children, Lord. I pray that you would protect, God, the displaced women, Lord. I pray that you would protect the displaced families right now from danger seen and unseen. Protect them from the predators, God. Protect them from the scammers, Lord. Protect them, oh God, from the evil one, Lord, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Who comes in, oh God, to try to cause mischief and try to cause confusion and try to cause despair. Lord, I plead the blood over the lives of innocent people right now in the name of Jesus. Doesn't seem like the president is going to do what he's supposed to do. Lord, he's looking for a glamour shot, Lord, instead of looking out for the best interest of the people. But Lord, when we try to look to man to be our problem solver, when we try to look to man to be our savior, Lord, he constantly falls short of your glory. God, you're not looking, oh God, to be the center of attention, Lord, but you just want us, oh God, to focus in on you. I know that's like an oxymoron, Lord, but you are the one that provides. You are the one that never falls short of your glory, Lord. You just want to come in and be a help to the people. Lord, you want them to know that you love them, Lord, and though it seems like this is a time of despair, Lord, it's a time for them to draw closer to you. Oh God, you're not looking for, oh God, the praises, the superficial praises of man, God, but you're looking for people who would be willing to worship you in spirit and in truth, God. That means that we got to have a nevertheless spirit, Lord. Let a nevertheless spirit arise amongst those that have been placed in harm's way. Let it rise among them. That even in spite of what's going on, that in spite of the storms of life, in spite of a sudden change, God, they didn't expect the damage, the devastation that came their way. God, but Lord, you are a problem solver. You are a mind regulator. God, you are a broken heart fixer. God, you are everything that we need and more. You're a God that we can depend upon. You're a God that we can trust in. You're a God that can make ways out of no way. God, you are a God, oh God, who sits high and looks low. Oh God, a God who answers our prayers, who hears our cries, that the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous, God, it just doesn't fall on deaf ears. It doesn't just fall by the wayside. But you said that when we call upon you, that you will answer us. And not only will you answer us, but you will show us great and mighty things, that you will show us just what we need and more, that you will, God, be the God that we can depend upon, a God that never fails, the God that answers us, oh God, the God that answers by fire. Lord, I'm reminded, God, when Elijah was on the mountaintop and he was battling the gods of the those gods on the hills and the gods of the groves. Can't remember the other name, Lord, but they tried to call upon their God over and over again. From sunrise to sunset, they tried to call on their God to come in and take their sacrifice. And Elijah mocked them, God. He mocked them. Where's your God at? Is he busy? Is he on a telephone call? Is he sleeping? Over and over again, he continued to mock them as they cut themselves and as they destroyed and ran over both altars. Oh God, but God, he said, it's my turn. He understood that their God was not going to answer. He charged the people that if God be God, then serve God. And if Baal answers by fire, then serve Baal. Gave them a charge. And so Baal didn't answer. The gods of the groves didn't answer them. But the God of Israel answered. And though, God, the altar and the sacrifice was drenched with buckets of water, Lord, there was nothing too difficult for you. You not only sucked up the altar or burned up the altar, came by fire. Lord, you sucked up every drop of liquid that had been poured onto both altars, God. You blew away and sucked up, received their sacrifice and Elijah's sacrifice. Lord, took the whole altars up. That's the type of God that we serve. And other gods and other things that we lean and depend upon, sell us. You're standing right there. You're there, right there, telling us that everything is going to be all right, that you can lean and depend upon me, and that there's nothing that's too hard for me. There's nothing that I won't hear if you cry upon me with a pure heart, with an earnest desire not to just seek me for the fishes and the loaves, but when you seek me in spirit and in truth. That's all you are looking for, is for a people that will be willing to worship you in spirit and in truth. Touch us, Lord, today, and remind us of who you are. Remind us of how great you are. Remind us of how mighty you are. Remind us of how you've just made ways out of no way. And we find those answers, Lord. We find them in your word. Your word tells us how great you are. Your word tells us how mighty you are. Your word tells us how you never fail over and over again. God, you keep on blessing us, even when it doesn't seem like we are being blessed, even when it doesn't seem like you're working on our behalf. You're steadily telling us to stand still, be quiet, get your mind on me. Stop worrying about what it looks like. Stop worrying about what it sounds like. Stop worrying about things that are outside of your control. But you can cast all of your cares upon me because I care for you. And I'm not going to ever leave you. And I'm never going to forsake you. And I'm going to be with you until the end, Lord. That's what your word tells us. That's what your word reminds us. That's what your word, God, continues to cry out to us. Oh, God, that you are a rock in a weary land. That you are a shelter in the time of storm. That you are the great I am, God, that you never fail. You never fall short of your glory. Oh, God, that you are the same, oh, God, yesterday, today, and forevermore, that you remain the same, no matter how constant, how frequent, how over and over again the world changes, you remain the same. You remain that same God, the God of Isaac, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. You still remain that same God. God, the God of David, Lord, the God of Jeremiah, Lord, you still remain to be that same God, the God of Jesus, the God of Peter, the God of Paul, the God of John, Lord, you are still that same God today, the God of Bishop Mason, God, the God of Bishop Blake, Lord, the God of Eugene McCowan, you're still that same God today. And so, Lord, thank you for being a faithful God. Thank you for being an unchanging God. Thank you for always showing up right on time. Thank you for being consistent. Your mercies, they are new every single morning because you're consistent. You overshadow us with love, even when we don't deserve it, because you are consistent. God, you're there with us every single moment. God, David said, there's nowhere that I can go that you are not at already. I can't go someplace and hide and you be not there, because you remain consistent. Faithful God, wonderful God, merciful God, that's who you are. And so, Lord, we pray for those that have been displaced. Larry Brown gave me a name, I believe it was his cousin, Bozant. I believe that's the name that he asked me to pray for, Lord. And we want to call out his name this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. A God, yes, Bozant, Frank Bozant, who came there with his job to help with the recovery and the support and the cleanup, Lord. And many have come from different areas. They called on people with boats to come in and help with rescue. I think I read this morning that there are still people who are trapped in their homes with the water levels rising. My friend, Prince Bryant, Lord, his house is completely lost, and his church experienced some water damage, some slight flooding. It didn't overflood. I mean, it didn't flood the entire church, Lord, but a good portion of the church was under some form of water, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you, God, that the building was not completely destroyed. God, thank you, God, that you are a present help in the time of trouble. Thank you that my friend Lisa Law, God, her home was spared, Lord, and others, oh God, Cherry Chastity, God, and Devoron, Lord, their home suffered some slight damage, Lord, but thank you, God, for their lives. Thank you that their children were protected. God, thank you, oh God, that family members did not pass away or family members were not lost. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Sent a message to my brother Larry Brown yesterday, who's in the area. And he had a profound statement, Lord. He said, all is well. He said, I got Jesus and I have electricity. And pretty much that's all that I need. God, help us, Lord, today to have that type of mindset. God, when we're not in danger's way. Lord, we are critical because we don't have all the money we need. We're critical, Lord, because we don't have all the clothes that we may want to have. Lord, we're critical, Lord, because we don't have the buildings that we want. Lord, we're critical, God, because life is not the way that we think that we want it to be. But help us, Lord, today to be in a state of contentment in whatsoever state we find ourselves in. To be happy just to have you. Because you are everything that we need and more. It's an opportunity for us to learn how to be thankful to you no matter what is going on in our lives. Yes, we may have some trouble going on our job, but I thank you, God, that I have a job. Lord, I may not have the 5-bedroom, 6-bedroom home that I've been working towards, Lord, but I thank you for the roof over my head and the clothes on my back. Lord, I may not be eating filet mignon every single day or salmon every day, Lord, but I thank you for this hamburger, Lord. I thank you, oh God, for this chicken. Lord, I thank you for the bologna and cheese sandwich, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Lord, I thank you, God, give us a mindset, a heart to be grateful for what you have blessed us with. For everything that you blessed us with, God, is something that you gave us, Lord. We don't belong to ourselves. We can't make it up. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, Lord, we don't know where we would be. We could be on the streets begging. I understand that some do it out of greed, but Lord, many do it out of lack, Lord, and that could have been us. That could be us today. Lord, it could be us trying to find shelter from the rain. Oh, God, the rain that poured out yesterday here in our area. Lord, we are for the elements that other people are dealing with. Lord, there were homeless people that did not even have homes when the storms came. And we're complaining. We have people that are complaining about their lives. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for being such a merciful God. In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need an anchor, someone we can grab hold to, someone that can keep us from drifting. Oh, God, someone that can keep us from, God, being swept away. When all the things that are going on, it can be easy to be swept away. But I thank you, oh, God, this morning, that those that have a desire to be in your presence and to seek your face, we are anchors in you. Thank you for being our anchor. Thank you for being our rock. Thank you for being our strength, and thank you for being our strong tower. Thank you for being our God. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. And so we honor you this day. We magnify you. We glorify you. We bless your name, Lord, and we thank you for just another day that you've made. Another day, God, we can bask in your glory. Another day that we can bask in your presence. Another day, God, we can honor you with the fruit of our lips. Another day we can give you the glory and the honor and praise. Another day that we can open up our mouths, God, so it can be a place, this place that we're at right now, can be a place where you choose to dwell at. Because your word tells us that you inhabit the praises of your people, meaning that you come down and you rest in the midst of the praises, Lord. I can see you even right now, God, that when the storms raged and those strong winds were blowing, Lord, God, some of them, God, in Texas, Lord, were offering unto you a sacrifice of praise. And so you came in, God, and you lifted up a standard right in the midst of them, God, because that's what you said that you would do in your word. And when we bless you, you'll come down and inhabit the praises of your people. Inhabit the praises even now, God. Hear the cries of your people, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, not just in Texas, not just in Louisiana, but God, across the United States and across the world, Lord. You have your people that are suffering, Lord, afflictions in many different areas on many different levels. And Lord, we only can make it if you set us free and if you make a way out of no way. So we look to the author and the finisher of our faith today, the one who can make ways out of no way, God. The one, oh God, who can create something out of nothing. We look to the one, oh God, that never fails, that remains the same. God, the rock of our salvation, the joy of our salvation, and a hope for today and our hope for tomorrow. We look to you, for you to be who you are, for you to be everything that we need and more. You're the one that we can depend upon. You're the one that we can lean upon. And so we cry out for you. We cry out on behalf of those who don't know to cry. We cry out for those, Lord, who are crying instead of crying out to you, oh God, for help and for a way made. We're crying out to you, a God who hears our cries, who answers our pleas, and gives us your spirit, Lord, when we cannot even utter words, who maketh intercession for us. And takes our moanings and our groanings and brings our needs right before you. You know the needs of your people, those that are in Texas, those that are in Louisiana, those, oh God, that are across the world. And so we look to you to be the God that answers by fire. We look to you, oh God, today to be the God that answers with strength and with power and with might. We give ourselves away to you, and we surrender our lives to you. We say yes to your will, and we say yes to your way. Thank you for another day. Thank you for the air I breathe. Thank you for the use and activity of my limbs. Thank you for allowing me to be in my right mind. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you for life and life that more abundantly. Thank you, oh God, for the food on my table. Thank you, oh God, for the clothes on my back, God. Oh God, I want to say thank you, God. Oh God, thank you, oh God, for the very air that I breathe, God. Thank you, oh God, today for your mercy endures forever, Lord. And not only do your mercy endure forever, God, but your love, oh God, it never fails. Your love, it never runs out. Lord, your love, it never runs short on me, God. And I want to say thank you, oh God, because you remain faithful. You remain just. You remain merciful. You remain loving, God. You're suffering, oh God. You suffer with us long, oh God. And you're patient. And you're kind to us, Lord. Over and over again, Lord, you just remain to be an awesome God, and an awesome God deserves an awesome praise. An awesome God deserves awesome adoration. An awesome God deserves our worship and deserves our praise, deserves our adoration. We love you, Lord, today. We magnify you. We glorify you. And we honor you with the fruit of our lips on this day. Thank you for being a merciful God. Thank you for being an awesome God. Thank you for being God all by yourself. Now, Lord, let us not just settle for just praying. But, Lord, we have resources that we can assemble, that we can put together, Lord, to be a blessing to those that are suffering. Help us to undergird them. You said the strong should bear the infirmities of the weak. So, God, help us to put together the resources. Though we have a food distribution going on this Saturday, Lord, give us the necessary resources that we can sow into the lives of some of those people. To sow a seed, oh, God, that we know that you will return a harvest, Lord. I don't proclaim that our return will be 30 or 60%, Lord, but I proclaim, Lord, that the blessing that we sow, oh God, it will return a harvest that will yield a fruit of 100% return just because we're doing it out of sacrifice. We did it, oh God, for Flint, Lord, as much as we could. And Lord, we're going to do our part for those suffering in Houston and in Texas in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for our nation. I pray for the president. I pray for Congress. Lord, I pray for governors. Pray for mayors. Pray for officers. Pray for those that are in positions of power. I pray that you would save in the White House, that you would save on Capitol Hill, that you would save in the governor's office, save in the courtroom, save in the hospitals. Lord, we ask that you would save. Save, oh God, and let us be a vessel to spread the good news of Jesus Christ so that someone might be saved. Lord, it's not a time for us to be complaining. It's not a time for the light to turn into darkness. It's not a time, God, for us to be in a point of despair. But it's the awesome time and a perfect opportunity for us to stand, to be the lights that you call for us to be. To be the cities that are set upon a hill that cannot be hid. It's the perfect time, God, for us to proclaim that there is a Savior, that in times like these, we have an answer. The answer is Jesus. He is still the only one that can make ways out of no way, the only one that can open up doors that are closed. The only one that can bring peace in the midst of storm. You are the only one. And so I pray for Bishop Charles Everett Blake as they begin to formulate a plan for the Church of God in Christ to assist those in harm's way. I know that Kojic Charity should be coming out with something. I pray for their planning. God, that you would bless them in all of their endeavors, Lord, in the name of Jesus. As we come to help those that have been hurt and that have been harmed. I pray for my bishop, Bishop Ted Thomas. I thank you for the success, Lord, of our holy convocation last week. I want to say thank you for the revival, Lord. Even though Lady Yo and I, we did a lot of running, we did a lot of work, Lord, but we thank you for the time of revival, Lord. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for blessing our finances. Thank you for blessing our home, that we were able to return back to our home, and our home was the way that we left it, Lord. It had a little extra cleanup that was needed there, Lord, but we thank you that our home was there when we returned, and the items that we left there were still there when we returned. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your keeping power. So I pray for my bishop, my pastor. I pray you bless him and keep him and strengthen him. Touch his body, Lord. I know he had some pains, some new pains that I had not seen or had not heard about, Lord. And we thank you, God, that you are a keeper. Pray that his latter days will be better than his former days, God, because that's the type of God that you are. I pray that you would anoint him and strengthen him. Bind the pain in his knees, and Lord, in the pain in his arms and his shoulders, God, in the name of Jesus. I speak life into him. I breathe life into him right now, God, and help me to do my best to undergird him, to encourage him, and to be a blessing to him. Bless his family. Bless his churches, Lord. Bless everything that he put his hands to do. I pray for the pastors in the Virginia First Jurisdiction, those in Eastern Shore, those in the Eastern District, or those in Central and South Norfolk and Virginia Beach, those that are in Southern, Lord, and those that are in Danville, Lord, those that are in Richmond, Petersburg, and Charlottesville, Roanoke, those that are in the great northern district, Lord, I pray for, God, the pastors in those areas. I pray for the pastors in my area, the great northern district, Lord, Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Assistant Superintendent Eddie Pruitt, God, Pastor Kenneth Hackett, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Pastor Andy Cork, and Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Wayne Cream. Lord, I pray for my brother, God, Pastor William Cornick, who suffered a setback last week. I don't know exactly everything that was going on, but you are a healer. And God, by your stripes, I speak healing over his life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever the ailment may have been, God, I speak healing over his life. Touch him right now from the very crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord, and bless and renew him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Pastor Wayne Cream. Pastor Lawrence Clyette, thank you for those brothers. I pray for my brother, God, Pastor Brian Jones, Pastor Samuel Metcalf, Lord, who celebrated a birthday last week, Pastor Herschel Chenault, God, brothers in the gospel, Lord, in this area. And then I pray for the members of Praise Center. Thank you for being an awesome God to us. Thank you for being great and mighty. Thank you for being all that and more. And so I pray that you bless Lady Yolinda McCowan, Sister Diamond Starr, Brother Eric McCowan, Sister Crystal McCowan, and little Aaron McCowan. I thank you for allowing us to serve last week in the capacity of ministry. Lord, yes, that little old church, the little old holiness church in Dumfries. Lord, we pray to play a vital role in the success of last week's meeting. Thank you for allowing us to play a role. Thank you for allowing us to use our gifts and our talents, Lord, to be a blessing to our bishop and to be a blessing to our jurisdiction. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. Thank you for allowing her to have a successful transition or relocation from Memphis to Texas. I pray you bless everything that she put her hands to do. Bless my sister and my brother-in-law, Deanne and Renix Graham, Lord, for allowing her to come in. And Lord, to be able to sustain her and to be able to breathe life into her. Bless their hands. Bless their home. Bless everything that they do, God. Let it be done for your glory. Bless their business, Lord, their insurance business that they're working together on, God, to be a blessing to those in need, God, and to be a blessing to their home. God, bless the fruit of their labor. I pray for Missionary Myrna Howard. Thank you for allowing her to relocate to her location, Lord. Pray you bless her hands. Bless Missionary Lysandra Miller in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for Sister Connie Coulter and her family, Lord. We pray, God, for the Brown family, Bishop Brown, Lord, and the entire church during a time of bereavement, Lord, at the loss of Mother Brown. Thank you for allowing me to meet that awesome woman of God and to be able to hear her testimonies of standing on the promises of God and standing on holiness. Bless her legacy. Bless her family. Bless Bishop Brown and encourage him even right now. Strengthen him, Lord, from the very crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Remind him of the God that he preaches about, that you are that same God. And that you are a God of comfort and a God of love. Lord, I pray for Sister Monique. I pray for Brother Lee. Lord, I pray for Sister Paulette. Oh, God, and I pray for the people of God everywhere. Have your way in us, Lord, today. I pray for Larry Brown, Lisa Law, Brother Pastor Antoine Powells, Brother Carl Christopher, Brother Roland Wilson. Lord, I pray for Miss Joanne. Touch her body, heal from that cancer. I pray for baby Nova Bella or Bella Nova. I pray for baby Noel. Those that have been consistently on our prayer list, Lord. We bring their names up before you and we cast them before you right now. We place them into your hands because your hands are the hands of healing. Your hands are the hands of life. Your hands sustain us and your hands protect us. We lean not to our own understanding, but in times like these, God, we acknowledge that we need you. So come tomorrow and have your way in our lives. Honor our time of prayer. Honor our commitment to you. Honor our fasting. Honor our submission to you. We surrender to your will and we surrender to your way. Not our wills, God, but let thine will be done. So we be careful to give you all the glory. We be careful to give you all the honor. We be careful to give you all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.